Learning the laws of Shabbos, we are in the third malacha of kotzer, harvesting. And as we've mentioned, there's no specific siman which is designated specifically to this malacha, but jumping around, we can find different halachas that pertain to harvesting. Doesn't only include actually ripping things out of the ground, as we mentioned, the use of trees, something which is forbidden. And now it's brought down in siman shin lamed vav sif yud the following. This is actually Gemara and Sukkah also. Hadas mechubar mutl harechba. If you have a myrtle which brings forth a beautiful fragrance and you have the desire to wish to smell from it, it's mechubar, but it's attached to the ground, you're allowed to smell it. And not only that, it's not only referring to a hadas, but any flowers. If you see flowers that are on Shabbos attached to the ground, not an issue. We're not concerned you're going to rip them out. You're allowed to smell the flowers. Avol esrog, but tapuach, any fruit for that matter, but it gives examples of an apple or an esrog. Of course, they smell very nice, an esrog in particular. The choldavar haroy lachilo, but things that not only they have a nice smell, but also something which is edible, osel harech bo memechubar. That we don't want you to smell. What's the difference? Because shema yakotso salachol, because you may end up ripping it out in order to eat it. So therefore, this is the Mishnah Berurah is going to explain again. In order for us to be concerned, the whole issue of ripping it out from the ground is because you're going to have some added benefit that you would not be able to have while it's attached to the ground. However, we're dealing with flowers, you can just smell them attached or detached, so it's not a problem. When it comes to eating, if you smell an esrog and you enjoy the fragrance, we are afraid by you smelling it, you may be enticed to rip it out, which of course falls under the Melachah Shabbos of kotzer harvesting. So in this, the Mishnah Berurah says that the lo shayach lo migzar, and we're not concerned when it comes to smelling flowers or myrtle, that you may come to uproot them, shema yakotz, kivon she'enu rotza rak l'ariach, because the whole purpose is to smell them. As we said, you're able to do it even while they're attached. Now even though the Kitzer Hilchos Shabbos clearly says that this is how we paskin, it does bring down Mishnah Berurah, quoting the name of the Amshul Shlomo, the Yesh Machmirin Bazeh. You can understand why, that where some people are strict, the custom of Yeramba, the Iker Kipsak HaShulchan Aruch. Even though there are those who say you shouldn't smell flowers that are attached on Shabbos, the Iker Pesach is like the Shulchan Aruch, which means that it's acceptable, you're allowed to. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, well, if the issue when it comes to, let's say, an Esrog, by smelling it, you may come to eat it, what if I decide to take a bite out of that esrog, but I will not detach the esrog? It will remain connected to its primary source. So on this, the Mishnah Berurah says, you can still bite it with your mouth while it's still attached instead of plucking it out. So therefore, you would not have violated anything apparently. The Mishnah Berurah says that's not correct way of thinking. Ein lecha talisha gadol mezu. There's no greater form of detaching than this. By you biting part, it doesn't mean that you have to literally rip out the entire fruit. But if you even take a small amount of that fruit, obviously by you biting into it, you're disconnecting it from its source. And therefore you're obviously not allowed to do that either. L'chein yesh limchos b'yad ha-toim. You should protest and speak up against any people that make the following mistake. The holchim leginos, they go on Shabbos to beautiful gardens, or it's on Yom Tov. The kotvin peros min mechubar. The holchim, they see fruits, and they take them off the tree, and they start eating it. Two problems. Mavad iser talisha. First of all, you're not allowed to detach fruits on Shabbos. But even so, not only is it an issue of detaching it, once it is now talush, asurin gam kin achar kach bechila l'chol Shabbos. You're not allowed to eat those fruits that have come off a tree the entire Shabbos, which is what the next halacha, way back earlier, discusses in Simon Shin Chav Beis under the category of Din Nolan B'Shabbos, regarding really under the category of Muksa. And this is found mostly in the primary source at the beginning of Masechta's Be'ah, which also talks about Yom Tov. It's called Be'ah, or Beitza, because of the opening words of the Masechta, Beitza Shenolda B'Shabbos, or in that case it's Yom Tov. But over here the Mechaber quotes, an egg that's born on Shabbos, Asura Fil L'Tiltul, you're not even allowed to move it. Right? The Mishnah Berurah says, because it's considered to be Muksa. It's Noilad, something which was created on this day on Shabbos. Therefore, it's muksi. You can't use it. Not only that, we have feeling this arva be'elef kulin asurovs. Even if this one egg is mixed up with 1,000, we should say batel b'shishim, batel b'rov, majority 1 in 60 ratio. Not when it comes to this situation, it's considered completely asur. The Mishnah Berurah says because it's considered a davar sheishal matirin. The only time we nullify things is in the event that it's forbidden today and will be forbidden tomorrow. But the whole issue is because it's Shabbos. You're not allowed to eat it because it was just created on Shabbos, Noilad. However, if you could wait until tomorrow, which you technically could, it's a davar sheishal matirin, something which will eventually become permissible, a field be'elef l'batel. Even a 1:1,000 ratio, it doesn't matter what the ratio is, we're not allowed to use it. And therefore, it's considered to be muksa. Now, why are we talking about eggs over here? Is because the concept of noilad also applies to these fruits that fell down. And actually, in Mesechta Beis, it talks about the whole connection of eggs to fruits that fall off trees on Shabbos. That says in Sif Gimel, we'll conclude with this sentence and a couple of lines in the Mishnah Berurah. Peiro shenashru min ha'ilan b'Shabbos. If you have a fruit that naturally fell off a tree on Shabbos, so I didn't remove it myself, so is it a problem? Yes. Asurin bo bayom. It's considered to be a form of noilad, that it was created to, now it's physically able to be eaten, because now it's been removed off of this tree, you're not allowed to eat it if it fell off on the tree on Shabbos, and even if you didn't do it yourself. Well, erem mutar miyad. However, that night, it's permissible. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah says that these fruits that fall down, and says, v'im safek, if you walk into an apple orchard, you see an apple on the ground. Did it fall on Shabbos? Did it fall on Friday? I don't know. Assuming that you're not able to detect upon the bruises how long it's been sitting there. If you're not sure, in a case of doubt, you're not allowed to eat that apple. You have to wait. So why is it asur? And this is the last line, which is again a connection to the concept of harvesting. Mishum shema yalla v'yitlosh. Even though the truth is you didn't do anything wrong by picking up this apple because it fell off the tree naturally, but after you enjoyed that one apple, you're going to see, where did that apple come from? It came from this tree. So you may come and rip out another apple from that tree. V'gam mishum muksan. Therefore, this apple that fell on Shabbos is considered to be muksan. Kivon diskatsi midaitim ben hashmashos. Since you did not have intention to eat this fruit because it was attached to the tree on Shabbos, therefore it's considered to be muksa. Dahaya oz mechubar was connected. Iskatsi l'chol yom. It's considered to be muksa all day. However, even though it fell on Shabbos, the next day, or Saturday night for your Malav Malka, you can have it.